And last night, in his State of the Union address, President Trump made this surprise announcement.
My budget will ask Democrats and Republicans to make the needed commitment to eliminate the HIV epidemic in the United States within 10 years. We have made incredible strides. Incredible.
While activists' heads were spinning, in 2017, Trump fired his entire HIV-AIDS Advisory Council, and his administration has tried to cut money for HIV-AIDS programs in past budgets. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has been learning more. Selena, hi.
Hi.
And we know this is a big problem. We're based in Boston. They've reported 6 new cases of HIV infections from drug injections just since November. It's a problem across the country. Today, Health and Human Services officials spoke with reporters. Did we learn anything more?
Right. So President Trump was pretty brief in his remarks during the State of the Union. And today we got some more details from officials from Health and Human Services. Admiral Brett Girouard was asked about the budget and this administration's history of cutting programs related to HIV. And he said he wouldn't talk specifics since the budget isn't out yet. But he did say this.
We are very confident we will have the sufficient resources provided in the 2020 budget for us to begin this very aggressive plan.
So certainly to execute on a plan this big, it would cost billions of dollars, and administration officials sound like they think they can get that.
Yeah, well, the part of it apparently is to focus on geographic hotspots across 48 counties,
right,
where this has been tough to get rid of. What more can you tell us?
Right. So they're talking about public health initiatives that experts in HIV have known are the most effective tools for a really long time, like using prophylactic medication and condoms and clean needle programs to prevent the spread of HIV, and also getting people who have HIV diagnosed early and on effective treatment. And that really reduces transmission as well. Mm-hmm. So the kinds of things that they're talking about implementing in those hotspots you mentioned are tools that have been in the public health toolbox for a long time. But they're saying that what's new here is a cross-agency push to really put these tools in place and fund them adequately.
Yeah. Look, under Trump's 2019 budget proposal, there's a recommendation to eliminate education centers and special project programs under the Ryan White HIV AIDS program, named after the young man who died of the disease. And also you have House Speaker Nancy Pelosi putting out a statement after the State of the Union saying the president's call for ending HIV transmission in America is interesting, but if he's serious about ending the HIV/AIDS crisis, he must end his assault on healthcare and the dignity of the LGBTQ community. What's the sense? I mean, first of all, why this shift? Do we know?
Well, I think that the people in the administration who are behind this effort include people who really have a lot of credibility in the fight against HIV. Dr. Redfield is one of them, and Brett Girouard. These are people who, experts in HIV and advocacy, say really do have the credibility and the knowledge to be able to pull this off. And I think that they're leading the charge, and the president thinks that maybe with Pelosi's history, he can get a compromise and he can get a win.
Well, and her history of being active in this arena. NPR Selena Simmons-Duffin, we'll keep an eye on this for sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks.